I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As hunting season's getting away in West Virginia, you probably need to take a look at the hunting regulations for the Mountain State. There have been a few minor changes. We'll run those down coming up in today's report. The changes aren't earth-shattering for this year for the West Virginia hunting regulations, but there are a few. Biologist Steve Rao tells us one change involves the first of those antlerless hunting seasons.
The October 24 to 27th segment of the antlerless deer season will now be open on both public and private land. That's new this year of adding the public land to that segment of the antlerless season. To simplify the regulations, primarily, it's, you know, biologically, it's not going to impact the deer numbers, but it simplifies the regulations.
And there's also a change to the youth antlerless hunting season as well.
The October segment of the youth Class Q and XS antlerless deer season, which used to be just on the Saturday, will now be open on the Saturday and Sunday. So Sunday, October 20th, has been added to that season.
And he adds they extended the same change to the youth turkey hunt.
The same with the youth spring gobbler season, where that was a one-day season that opened the Saturday before the statewide spring gobbler season that now will be on Sunday also.
Speaking of the youth turkey hunting, there's another change there as well, as they have lifted all the previous restrictions on shot size.
With that season, the shot restrictions have been removed for the youth. You know, there's a lot of new ammunition coming out that utilizes specifically for turkey loads that's utilizing some of the, you know, the really, really fine shot because of improvements in shot that are effective, so that gives more of an array of opportunity.
And one more change to the very popular Mountaineer Heritage hunting season.
The Mountaineer Heritage season, we've added that sidelock percussion and flintlock muzzle-loading pistols are now legal to be able to use. It's still no scopes or inlines, but sidelock muzzle-loading pistols are permitted now.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.